on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall in the studio with our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. How you doing, Judy?
Fine, Tom.
So you have been to see Sideshow. It's at the Kennedy Center. This is a musical about the real-life Hilton sisters who were conjoined twins back in the vaudeville days. The show was on Broadway in 1997, and it failed, but now we've got a big revival at the Kennedy Center. How did this come about? Usually things that flop, you know, aren't the best candidates for revival.
Well, this did have a cult following, and reviving it was the idea of Bill Condon, who is a movie director whose credits include Gods and Monsters and the last two Twilight films, and he also wrote and directed the film version of the musical Dreamgirls. And this is his very first stage show. It's a co-production with La Jolla Playhouse in California. It had a run there last winter. And like an actual sideshow, Tom, this musical is really an oddity. It lasted only 91 performances on Broadway, but people like Bill Condon wanted to give it another try.
All right. Now, you actually saw the Broadway production back in the 90s.
Yes.
Is this revival considerably different? Have they spruced it up?
Oh, yes, considerably. It is billed, in fact, as reimagined, and the whole concept has changed. You notice it immediately. On Broadway, the main feature of the set was bare bleachers, and the freaks were played by actors in street clothes. I think the idea was supposed to be that we are all freaks. We identify with them. Now, we see full freak costumes and makeup. There's a reptile man who's covered in scales. There's a geek who's very tall and has a large bald head with a little Ed Grimley top knot. And Baltimore's Johnny Eck even makes a very brief appearance in the sideshow. So now, apparently, the idea is that we're all voyeurs.
Come look at the freak! Spread the word! Tell the world what you've seen and heard. Call me Sammy's aberrations. They're malformations, grotesque.
That's the cast of the Kennedy Center production of Sideshow. So any other changes in this revival, Judy?
Oh, many, many. The script, which is by Bill Russell with additional material by the director, Bill Condon, has a lot of new material, mainly about the Hilton sisters' background. There's an emphasis on biography. For me, this was not necessarily an improvement. There was too much of that and then, particularly in the twins' early years. The show picks up considerably when the twins fall in love, and the romantic aspect was also central to the original production. But it's not just the script that's undergone major revisions, Tom. The score, which is by Henry Krieger and Bill Russell, has also changed radically. I counted 10 new songs, most of them replacing original songs. And whatever audiences may have thought of Sideshow originally, many people found it just too creepy, the score has always been hauntingly melodic, and the best of the original score is still there.
So reimagined indeed. This is Aaron Davey and Emily Padgett in Sideshow at the Kennedy Center. And I guess the actresses who played the twins on Broadway back in the 90s were actually nominated for a Tony Award together.
Yes.
So how do the new stars, Aaron Davey and Emily Padgett, how do they do?
I think that they are equally talented. Their voices work beautifully together, as you just heard. They also have to dance together, which is no small achievement, although in this production the costumes are attached. They weren't originally. They just had to sort of stand very close to each other. There are very strong performances throughout this production. Ryan Silverman is an actor with a very rich, resonant voice. He plays the talent scout who gets the sisters out of the sideshow and wants to get them into vaudeville. And David St. Louis, who plays Jake, the fellow from the sideshow who serves as the twins' protector, is a really powerful singer and actor. So very strong cast.
All right, so there have been a few revivals at the Kennedy Center. Ragtime, just recently Follies. Is there any chance that this production of Sideshow will go from Washington back up to Broadway?
I did look into that, and there's no word so far, but it's not impossible. All of the actors I just mentioned and all of the designers have Broadway credits. It's a much bigger production than the original. It has much grander sets and costumes, and that may be more in line with what Broadway audiences expect. Although, frankly, I don't think this embellished look is necessarily an improvement. There's another factor, too, though, that could work in its favor. I think Broadway audiences today have a higher freak tolerance. I mean, Hedwig and the Angry Inch just won the Tony for Best Revival. And, you know, Tom, even Shrek was a freak.
Indeed. Sideshow continues at the Kennedy Center through the 13th of July. Come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, for all the details. Judy Russett, great to see you.
Great to see you, Tom.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.